We're on the top of Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Hayu shneim shel ish echad, shneim chayovim." So let's look back on the Mishnah so we refresh our memories. And it's on the top of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. It says, "Im hayu shneim shel ish echad, shneim chayovim." So the case is where you had two shvarim, and they attacked a single shor, and we're not sure which one of the two shvarim actually injured and damaged the shor. So if one shor hamazik belongs to Reuven and the other shor hamazik belongs to Shimon, and Levi was the nizak, then if Levi comes to Reuven, Reuven's going to send him to Shimon and say, "Well, it was Shimon's shor that was mazik." And when he gets to Shimon, Shimon's going to say, "No, it was Reuven's shor that was mazik." And therefore he can't collect from either one of them, because he can't prove the guilt of either one of these. But if both Shvarim are owned by the same person, then Mimanavshach, that person has to pay damages, because it doesn't matter which Shar created the damage, but both Shvarim belong to the same person, he has to pay damages. But the strange thing about the Mishnah...
But if one was Muad and one wasn't Muad...
That's an interesting question, yeah. So in that case, I guess he would have to pay only Chatzin Nezik, because since we don't know that the Shor Muad was Mazik. But the strange thing about the Mishnah is the Mishnah says, "Im hoyu shneim shel ish echad shneim chayovim." Now you just finished telling me that both Shvarim are owned by the same person. So what does it mean, shneim chayovim? And the only way to make sense out of the word shneim is to assume that it's referring to the shvarim.
Okay.
Which is a strange kind of language, you know, the shvarim achai. Right. Like, what does that mean?
Hmm. Pain of grass.
Well, let's take a look now at the Gemara. This is three lines down from the top of Amin Vav, Amin Aleph. And the Gemara says the following. Amale Rava Miparzika. I don't know where that is, somewhere in Bavel, I guess. L'Rav Rav Ashi. Shma Mina. From this Mishnah, we could derive the following conclusion. Because it says, Shneim Chayovim. And it means, L'chora, that the Nizak could collect the Chov from either one of these two Shvarim. So let's keep in mind that you mentioned before, is the Shor Shor Tam or Shor Muad. Both Shvarim are Tamim. Each one is a Tam. And the halacha of a Shor Tam is that you only collect me gufo shel Shor. That's what the Gemara says now. Shma mina Shvarim Tamim Shehiziku. If two Shvarim, each of them was a Shor Tam, were Mazik, and we don't know which one of the two was actually the Mazik that caused the damage, Rotza Mizegova, Rotza Mizegova. The Nizak could collect from either one of these two Shvarim. Which would mean that if, let's say, he doesn't want to collect from one Shar, he can still collect from the other Shar. Or let's say one Shar flew the coop. You know, he's nowhere to be found. So now he could collect from the other Shar. Now when we say collect from the Gufa Shal Shar, it means that he either owns partnership in the shor, or they'll sell the shor in order to get money from the marketplace and pay the damage. So this is a tremendous chiddush here, this halacha of Rava. I'm hoping that the Gemara will try to figure out how he knows this, but he's saying that we view somehow these two shvarim as almost like one unit. We combine them together, even though we don't know again which one of these two was the mazik, but we combine them together and we slap down a chiyuv and a shei mazik on both of them, and then afkamina is going to be that he can collect from either one of them. So that's the chiddushia of Rava Miparzika. Now, I have a footnote here. By the way, move this away. I think maybe it's in your way.
Okay.
I have a footnote here that says the following. Hayu anizokim shnayim. What happens in a case where, not the way the case that we were dealing with in the Mishnah, where there was one nizak, but let's say there were two nizakim, two people were damaged. Echad gadol v'echad katan. And one shor was a larger shor, and the other shor was a smaller shor. V'amazikim shnayim. Echad gadol v'echad katan. So nizak omer shegadol hizak es hagadol v'katan es hakatan. V'amazik toin lahepach es hamotzim chalav rai v'achidishu shim tofas hanizak es hakatan kefi hodas hamazik. Okay, frankly speaking, this goes back on an earlier discussion that we had, which is the halach of tfisa. And tfisa means that in certain cases, if you grab onto the shor and you have a good claim that shor was mazik, even though we're not sure about it, but it's a good enough claim to create a suffix, then we can't remove you from that shore. Okay. So that's what we have here. And now keep in mind, this statement of Rava was made to Rav Ashi. So now we're going to see Rav Ashi's response. And basically what Rav Ashi's goal is to reject the proof from our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah doesn't say that he can collect from either one of the Shvarim. He says, Hachavamai Askinon, what's the case in our Mishnah? Oh, this comes back to your question from before. Bimu Adim Shehiziku. In other words, the two Shvarim, we don't know again which one it was, but they were Mu'adim. Now, the halach of a Shar Mu'ad is that you don't have to collect it from the Shar. The Nizak is not limited to collection rights from the Gufo Shel Shor. He can collect it from the Mazik's bank account, meaning from any possessions or any monies that he has in his estate. So all of the Mazik's possessions are, in a sense, potentially collectible for that chov. Let's say the damage was, you know, the damage was 200. Chatzin has he has a muad, so he pays 200. And the nizak has a right to, in a sense, put a lien on any of the possessions of the mazik to the effect that he can collect the 200 zuz. And he's not limited to collect it from the shor in the case of a shor muad. In the Talmud, he can only collect it from the shor itself, but in muad, he can collect it from any of the mazik's possessions. And therefore, even if you're right, Rava, that Ratza Mizegova, Ratza Mizegova, and even if he can't find one of the two Shvarim, he can collect from the other Shvar. That's true for sure in the case of Tam, because in the case of Tam, all the Nechassim are equally subject to the collection of the Nizak, but you have no proof from this Mishnah for the case of Shar Tam, because the Mishnah is dealing with the case of Shar Muad. And basically, I think Rav Ashi might be objecting to Rava, and again, we haven't seen where Rava derived it from, what was his source, but intuitively, Rava's making a revolution here of sorts. It's not logical that the Nizak should be able to collect from either one of the two Shvarim. How can he collect from this Shar when this particular Shar is a Suffolk? We don't even know if that Shar was the Shar Mazik. In the case of Muad, he can collect from anything and any possession of the Mazik, and therefore he can collect from the Shmarim as well. And he's not limited to one Shar as opposed to the other. So Rava now is going to come back and counter-argue that this Mishnah is not talking about a case of Muad. Ibi Muadim Ema Seifa. Let's look at the Seifa. What does it say in the Seifa? Hoya echad gadol v'echad katan hanizak omer gadol hizik This is obviously talking about a case of a shor tam. And there are two shvarim. Each one is a candidate for this hezek. We don't know which one of the two was mazik. Of course, the nizak now has vested interests in claiming that the gadol, the more expensive of the two shvarim, is the one that was mazik. So now he expands his rights of collection. Because in the case of a shor tam, the maximum amount of money that the nizak could collect from the mazik is the value of the shor itself. So I'd rather, the nizak would rather say that the shor mazik was the large shor, because it has a greater value, and that expands his collectability, so to speak. And the Mishnah says, in such a case, hamotzi mechavero olav haraya, which means that we're not going to allow the nizak to collect from the gadol like he would like to, according to his claim. We're going to have him collect from the katan. And it, like, let's say, for example, the gadol is worth 500 and the katan is worth 100. And let's say the nizak should be collecting 250. So if it was the gadol that was mazikim, he could collect his 250 hands down. If, on the other hand, it was the katan who was mazik, and the katan is only worth 100, then the ceiling, the maximum he can collect is 100, even though the nezik was 150. Because he's always limited, in the case of shor tam, by the value of the shor. And if there was a shor katan, then that shor katan is only worth 100. So the Mishnah paskins in such a case, hamotzi mechavel v'raya, and the maximum that the nizak could collect is 100. Until he could prove, no, it was the gadol that was worth 500 that was mazik. But in the absence of such evidence, the maximum he could collect is 100. Now, according to Rava, we're talking about a shor tam. In other words, what was Ravashi's logic? Ravashi was trying to say that, no, the Mishnah is talking about Mu'adim. That was the case where you don't know which one of the two was Mazik. But from the fact that in the Sefer, we're clearly talking about a shor tam, let's read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ibu Mu'adim, Mai Nafkale Mine, Sof Dmei Torah Ma'alya Boi Shlume. It makes no difference whether the Mazik was a shor katan or a shor gadol. In the case of Muad, the Nizak collects from anything, any possessions in the that the Mazik owns. And therefore he can collect from the Shor Gadol, even if the Shor Gadol wasn't the Mazik. So this whole Dinu Dvarim and this whole debate as to which Shor was the Mazik, was the Gadol or the Katan, makes no sense. It only makes sense in the case of Tamin, where the Mazik pays only from the Shor. And now the Nizak wants to say, well, the Shor HaMazik was the Gadol, and that expands his ability to collect. So if in the Sefer we're talking about Tam, or shall we say Tamim, then in the Reisha also we're talking about Tamim. And that would prove Rava that Ratzimi Zegova, even in the case of Shvarim Tamim. Because again, we want to maintain the integrity of the Mishnah, and if the Mishnah in the Sefer is talking about Tamin, then we assume ipso facto, then in the Reisha it's also talking about Shor Tam. And yet the Mishnah says Shneihem Chayovim, correct? That's the Lashon of Mishnah. Shneihem Chayovim means either one of these Shvarim, both, but either one individually is collectible. Amalei, so Ravashi says there's no proof. Seifa b'tamin, v'reisha b'mu'adim. When it comes to the Seifa, where obviously the vested interest here in the Nizak is to say that the gadol was mazik, so I can collect from the gadol, that's because the gadol is a tam. And that's the case of the Seifa. But the Reisha, where you have a question about which Shor was Mazik, and both Shvarim are owned by the same person, that's a case of Mu'adim. And if it's a case of Mu'adim, says Ravashi, we understand very well why it's Ratzim Yisego over Ratzim Yisevko, but there's no proof for Rava, then in the case of Tam, of two Tamin, you'd say Ratzim Yisego over Ratzim Yisego. The only thing I don't understand here in this is why didn't the Gemara ask Minayin, you know, Minani Mili? How did Rava arrive at his conclusion? Even if you'll what?
Mefarshim don't ask.
I don't know. I don't see anything offhand. I guess I have to do more research on it, probably. Let me just see if he says anything here. So far, I don't find anything. Again, Lora Inu and Araya, there's no proof that there's not. I'm sure there is a discussion in the Mefarshim, but here I don't see anything. So what do we have now? We have basically a statement of Rava, and Rava is based on the fact that the Mishnah and the Reish says Shneim Chayovim.
So what's Rava's opinion? Sorry.
And Rava's opinion is that you can collect from both of these Shvarim, even though you don't know which one was the Mazik. The halacha is that a Shor Tam collects only from the Mazik, from the Shor Mazik.
Yes.
We don't know, you know, we have two Shvarim here. We got Steve and Larry.
Yes.
Okay, we'll give these oxen names.
Right.
We don't know if Steve was the Mazik or Larry was the Mazik. And Rava says name. The Nizak could collect either from Larry or from Steve.
Right. And that's if they're both Tamim.
They're both Tamim. And A, we don't know where Rava derived it from. And B, how did Rava prove his premise that our mission is talking about a case of both Tamim? It says Shneim Chayovim. Maybe they were both Muadim.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Ravashi puts up his dukes, and he says, "Enochinami, the case in the Reisha is a case of Shnei Muadim." Rava counters, and he says, "But wait a minute, let's look in the Sefer. The Sefer says that the Nizak could only collect from the Shor Katan. And what does that mean? That we're talking about Tamin. So if the Sefer is talking about Tamin, isn't it fair to assume that the Reisha is also about talking about Tamin?" Counsel on Ravashi says, "No. The Reish is talking about Muadim, and that's why Ratzim Yisegova, Ratzim Yisegova. The Sefer, where he gets a Sharta, he gets to collect his money from the Katan, that's a case of Tamin." So whereas Rava wanted to maintain the symmetry of the Mishnah, and the Reish of the Mishnah both talking about the same Mitzius, the same reality, and that's why Rav would insist that in both the Reish and the Sefer we're talking about Tamin.
Mm-hmm.
Rav Ashi is willing to say, no, Reish is talking about Muadim, and the Sefer is talking about Tamin. And he doesn't blink about that. Omalei Rav Acha Saba l'Rav Ashi. Saba is a way of saying the elder. So the elder Rav Chia says to Rav Ashi, Ibe Muadim, again, keep in mind that Rav Ashi, in the sugya that we just learned, he was the antagonist. He was the one who was the misnaged to Rava Miparzika and was insisting that the Reisha is talking about a case of Mu'ad.
Mm-hmm.
So Rav Acha asks Rav Ashi, wait a minute, according to your opinion, the Reisha is talking about B'mu'adim. Is why does it say Shneim Chayovim? What does it mean, Chayovim? Shneim Chayovim means that the Shor itself is, so to speak, culpable or liable. You know, as if to say we collect from the Shor. Well, that makes sense if you're talking about Tamin, because Tamin collects from the Gufo Shel Shor. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about Muadim, then the language Shneim Chayovim, as if to say the two Shvarim are Chayev, that doesn't make a bit of sense.
Who pays it? Well, it's a Muad. How do they determine?
Whatever monies the Mazik has in the bank account, or whatever, you know, Shavu Kesef, he owns any property.
Oh, so it's not bound by the worth of the...
of the Shor. Right. Yeah, we're not selling the Shor. It's Minaliyah, as we call it. And if we're not bound by the Shor, then the question is, why does it say Chayovim? Chayovim is implying that there's a Chiv inherent in the Shor. That would only make sense in a Shor town. Chayev Gavra Miboyle. Now, the Mishnah should have said that the Bailam are Chayev, meaning the Mazik, who owns the Shor. So the language of Shneim Chayovim, referring to the Shvarim, makes no sense if you assume we're talking about Muad, because Muad is not limited to collect from the Shor. It makes sense only if you assume it's Tamin. And you know, I'm tempted to think that this diuk, this meticulous reading of the Mishnah of Rav Acha, is really what initially set off or triggered off Rava when he said Ratzim Izegov, Ratzim Izegov. So the Gemara therefore says Elo Liolam Betamin. We have to go back to the premise that the two Shvarim, again, one of them was Mazik, the other was not, are both Tamin. But the reason why the Mishnah says Shneim Chayovin is not the way Rav understood it, because Ratzim Izegov, Ratzim Izegov, but rather the Mishnah wants to tell us that the rights of the Nizak are limited to the case of Shneim Chayovin, meaning where he collect from both of them. What does that mean? Uvir Rabbi Akiva. And the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, what's the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva with regard to Ashar Tam? Shutafim Ninhu. That the Nizak becomes a partner in the Shar together with the Mazik. They both own partnership in the Shar. And what engenders this Shutfus? It's the Maisa Hezek. So from the Shutfus, we understand that the Nizak will collect Chatzi Nezek from the Shar Hamazik. V'taima de Isnu Latravayu de Lomotzi Madchile. If these two Shvarim are here, present, standing in front of us, then the Nizak could say, I demand that I get reimbursed. Because there's no question that one of these two Shvarim was Mazik. And the Mazik can't say to the Nizak, you know, I'm going to push you away because we don't know which of the Shvarim was Mazik. It doesn't matter. One of the Shvarim was certainly Mazik. And Mimarev Shach Yor Chayev. That's called the Gavra being Chayev. Avolesnu L'Travayu. Which means that if you don't have in front of you both Shvarim, and all you have is one Shar, then the Nizak has no right to collect from that one shor. Because as long as he has both Shvarim Lefanov, then he could say, Mimonav Shach, no matter which shor I take from your Chayev. You, the Mazik, are Chayev, because you own both Shvarim. But what happens if one of the two Shvarim flew the coop, or whatever happened, you know, they took him for a long teal, and there's only one shor left? In such a case, Motzi Omerle, Zeal Icy Raya, the High Torah, Azakoch, Vashalim Lucha. The Mazik turns to the Nizak and he says, you know what? Bring a proof that this Shor was Mazik you. He damaged you. I'm sorry, did I say the Nizak said it? I meant to say the Mazik said it. Okay. Whatever I said, I stand corrected. The Mazik says to the Nizak, you know what? Prove to me that this Shor was Mazik you. And if you can't prove it to me, then you can't collect from me.
Why not?
Because we're talking about a case of Tom, correct? And Tom has to be...
Because if you don't have the thing, the Shor in front of you, you can't ask.
Can't collect. Right. Because all the collection has to be from the Gufo Shol Shor in the case of a Shor Shehizik Vahu Tom. Now one of the two Shvarim disappeared, right? He took a flying carpet up to Antarctica. Mm. So we're left with one Shar. So the Nizak would like to collect from this Shar, but the Mazik has the right to say to the Shar, bring me a proof that this Shar was Mazik you. You know, if the Nizak could only find the other Shar and bring it and rope him in, that would be different, because then Mimonoshach he can collect from whichever Shar.
Right.
But if we're left with only one Shar, because the other Shar flew the coop, does the Nizak have rights to say, well, I know that this Shar was the Mazik, and if I collect from this Shar, we don't know. The facts of the case, objectively, is that we don't know which Shar was Mazik.
Right.
So how can you collect from this Shar, when maybe the Shar is totally blameless, guiltless? So that's exactly what the Mishnah means, says Rav Ashi, when it says, Shneim Chayovim. Shneim Chayovim means that only when you have Shneim, then, in the case of Tam, can you collect? But if you don't have shneim, you only have one of them, then you cannot collect. So let's read the Rashi here. Rashi says, Rabbi Akiva hu diomar shutfim ninhu begufo beguf shel shar. We're talking about the shar mazik. Both he, the mazik, and the nizak become partners in the shar, the gufo shel shar. Hilkach avad ashar avad nizko. If this shar is lost, it flew the coop, then Nebuch the Nizak has nowhere to collect and nowhere to establish any sort of payment. Hilkok Yavishneim Hudumachayev. If both of the Shvarim are there, then we know that one of the Shvarim Mimonavshach was the Mazik, and therefore the Nizak has rights to collect. But V'i Lesnu L'Shavayu Ela Echad, if we don't have both of them in front of us, just one of them, Omar Le, the Mazik could say to the Nizak, I see Raya, bring a proof. And what he means is, bring a proof that this shar is that's standing here in front of our eyes today, this was the Mazik. And then you have shutfus in this shar. But if you don't have a proof, if you can't adduce any sort of evidence to support your claim that this was the shar, then it's very possible that this was not the shar that was mazik. The other shar flew the coop. Maybe that one was the one that was mazik. So how can you establish a shutfus in a shar when you yourself, by your own admission, don't know if that was the shar of mazik? So when one of the two shvarim gets lost, lamaisa, the nizak, has no way of collecting the chov. He can't collect the demei mazik mi gufo shel shar. Again, we're talking about a shar tam. And the reason for that is because this goof that's here is not necessarily the goof that was mazik. But if both shvarim are here b'fanenu, then Mimonavshach, we know that one of these two shvarim was the mazik, and that's why he could collect.
Is it possible for the mazik, and not that it works in his benefit, but for him to say, well, that shor was worth X, and then to work it out from that? I mean, now he could say whatever he wants. He could say it's worth much, much less, and therefore he can...
But we're going now even a step further. Based on Rabbi Akiva, we're saying that if there's one shor that's out there in the world, and we don't know where it is, the mazik doesn't have to pay a red cent. Why? Because tam is only nigves mi gufo shel shor. We don't have the shor mazik. Oh, of course, the nizik is going to say, well, this one was the shor mazik, but the mazik has the right to say no. The real shor mazik is out there somewhere in the wild blue yonder. So this is the last sugya in Perek HaMiniach, which is the third perek in Masechta Bava Kama.